WYLL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, August 28th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the verdict in the perjury and obstruction of justice trial of an aide to former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A lot of Illinois employers will have to start posting salary and benefits information in job listings, thanks to a newly signed law. Alex Degman reports.
The rules included in the law just signed by Governor J.B. Pritzker apply to businesses with 15 or more employees. They have to include a salary range and a general description of benefits, or they can link to a full description of pay and benefits that's posted elsewhere. They're also liable if a third party they hire fails to post the required information. The new law, which takes effect in 2025, does not apply to generic help wanted ads. Companies would get a chance to appeal and rectify problems before being punished. I'm Alex Dagman.
More students are visiting the University of Illinois system from Mexico this year. As IPM's Emily Hayes reports, that's thanks to the two-year-old Illinois-Mexican and Mexican-American Students Initiative.
Javier Aguado has spent the last 3 weeks in a U of I lab in Urbana doing experiments to figure out which strain of soybeans is the healthiest. He's a senior originally from Tecnólico de Monterrey in Mexico.
It seemed like a really good opportunity to you know, be at like a top level facility laboratory and get trained, get better at doing research and all that stuff.
Last year, 14 students like him visited for nutritional science research. More visited other departments. I'm Emily Hayes, IPM News.
An emergency official in rural Tazewell County says she's concerned about their ability to respond to a carbon capture pipeline rupture. Tamara Hanley is with the Hopedale Emergency Services and Disaster Agency.
Our agencies are fully unprepared if this pipeline would burst. Even us on the squad, we live in this area. We could be gassed before we could even, you know, get together to figure out what we're going to do to help you.
Wolf Carbon Solutions' proposed Mount Simon Hub pipeline could transport up to 12 million tons of liquefied carbon dioxide through Peoria and Tazewell counties each year if constructed. The company says the pipeline is safe and disaster protocols are in place. The pipeline construction application is currently before the Illinois Commerce Commission. Still to come, we'll learn more about the verdict in the perjury and obstruction of justice trial of an aide to former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Take a deep dive into the meaning and history behind some of America's most quintessential symbols and stories with the series Iconic America. David Rubenstein, who's a lifelong student of American history, examines America's past through the lens of our most emblematic symbols and landmarks. Rubenstein explores the meaning and origins of icons that connect us to our country's past. Friends of WYLL can watch all episodes now with WYLL Passport. Find out more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Tim Mapes, who spent 2 decades as the chief of staff to Illinois' once powerful House Speaker Michael Madigan, has been convicted of perjury and attempted obstruction of justice in federal court. Jurors found that Mapes lied on every occasion identified by federal prosecutors. Mapes seemed to display no reaction to the verdict, appearing to check his phone quickly afterward. Mapes had no comment as he hurriedly left the Dirksen Federal Courthouse, where Dave McKinney was covering the story.
Today, a federal grand jury took barely 5 hours to reach a verdict in the perjury and obstruction of justice trial of an aide to former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. The conviction of Timothy Mapes today represented more dismantling of Madigan's once powerful political machine that ran Springfield with an iron fist for decades. Here to break down the verdict is WBEZ's Dave McKinney, who covered Madigan in Springfield and is now at the Dirksen Federal Building. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Melba.
So why don't we start with you giving us a quick tutorial. Who is Tim Mapes and what was he charged with?
Well, Mapes was one of Madigan's closest aides for more than 25 years, and he was portrayed in this trial as a gatekeeper to the ex-speaker. I mean, arguably, he was more powerful than a lot of state legislators were. In this case that just wrapped up, he was charged, as you mentioned in the lead-in, with perjury and attempted obstruction of justice for lying to a grand jury in 2021. And prosecutors said that that was all in a bid to, you know, slow the government's investigation of bribery involving Madigan. The feds said that Mapes could have been a star witness for them in that case, had he just answered questions truthfully about the speaker's political machine, and particularly Madigan's now convicted confidant, Michael McClain.
And Dave, would you walk us through how federal prosecutors built their case against Mapes?
As part of this probe, the government wanted to know what kind of sensitive work that McClain, who was a former lobbyist for Commonwealth Edison, what kind of work he was doing under Madigan's orders behind the scenes. I'm going to read from the grand jury transcript one instance where Mapes was asked about that, and the jury decided he lied. And the first person would be Amar Bachu. He was the prosecutor doing the questioning. Do you have any knowledge about whether or not McClain performed any sort of tasks or assignments for Madigan in 2017 to 2018? Mapes, I don't recall any. In dozens of wiretaps of Mapes and McClain played at trial, I mean, jurors heard the two talking about McClain's role in fundraising for Madigan, in carrying out Madigan's orders to push out a legislator that Madigan wanted out of the House, in minimizing sexual harassment allegations that had hit Madigan's organizations. All of those things really undercut what Mapes said to the grand jury about not remembering anything.
You know, this is another big victory for the government in its pursuit of Mike Madigan. It's the second big one this year, right? Tell us what the conviction means in the broader picture.
Well, you're right. I mean, this year the government is 2 for 2 in its big corruption trials related to Madigan. In May, a jury convicted McClain and 3 other former ComEd executives and lobbyists for conspiring to bribe Madigan. And now the focus is going to shift to next April. Madigan stands trial then on a bribery and racketeering case, and McClain's going to be a co-defendant with him in that case. And, you know, based on the government's track record and what happened today, the two of these guys can't be feeling, you know, really great about their prospects.
Sure. And Dave, before I let you go, what's next for Tim Mapes? He's obviously someone who we've now learned was a vital player in helping Madigan retain power all these years. Did we hear from him today?
Well, no, we didn't. I mean, he and his lawyers quickly left the courtroom and the Dirksen building without taking any questions. But as far as what's next, I mean, for him, prison time. He doesn't have a previous history, but his perjury conviction carries a maximum prison term of 5 years. And then the attempted obstruction of justice count that he was convicted of, that's up to 20 years. And it's really a remarkable fall considering how powerful this guy was in Springfield for all those years. And what's even more remarkable, Melba, is that Mapes went into that grand jury with an immunity agreement, meaning that he wouldn't be charged so long as he told the truth in front of that grand jury. Well, he didn't do that. And what he's left with after this verdict, I mean, there's no other way to look at it. It's the steep cost of blind loyalty to one guy, and that one guy is Madigan.
Dave, thanks very much.
Thanks, Melba.
WBEZ's Dave McKinney, who covered the trial of Timothy Mapes at the Dirksen Federal Building in Chicago. This is WBEZ.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 80 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Emily Hayes, Tim Shelley, and Dave McKinney. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.